Truth Church podcast. We pray you encounter God through this message. To find out more about our family, visit us online at livingtruth.church.
Being here today.
Here's what I see now that I saw the song right there. After three open heart surgeries, deflated lungs, when I thought I'd lost me, he knew where I lost me. And he restored the air. He restored the flow. And now you blow the shofar, the trumpet, unto the glory of God, because he gave you the breath you have. He restored that which you lost, reintroduced you back to what you love. Y'all feel what I'm feeling in here? Do y'all feel what I'm feeling? Thank you, Barbara. Thank you, Lord, for being here. Thank y'all for being here. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into the house. Somebody give him some more praise. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. Praise your name. You're good. You are good. You are good. You are good. Woo. Thank you for answering the call to worship today. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for being in this house. I want to give you a definition of the word perspective. A particular attitude toward or a particular way of regarding something. A particular attitude toward or way of regarding something. A point of view. Perspective. It's definite that two people can see the same thing happen and have two different points of view of what took place. A car wreck, a robbery, etc. I could go on. The two explanations of what happened may be completely different, but that's why we have the word perspective. It's the way I view it. It's the way I saw it. Down through time, people have taken a look at the same verses of Scripture and had different ideas of what that particular Scripture meant. Perspective. But perspective is not necessarily the truth. It can be, but it isn't always, because how can I have a different idea of what this means and you have a different idea of what this means and it both be the truth? It can't. Perspective is not always truth. My wife has always contended that there were two sides to every story, and then there's the truth. I guess there's nothing wrong with perspective. It's really the way you or I see something, but just because we see something a certain way doesn't make it the truth. So I looked up the definition of the word truth, and it says that which is true or in accordance with fact or reality. So I looked up the word reality, and This is where I got where I need to go today. The world or state of things as they actually exist, as opposed to an idealistic or notional idea of them perspective. Give me John, the 14th chapter. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you're going. I am the truth, he said. I am that which is true in accordance with reality, in alignment with reality. I am the state of things as they actually exist. Can I tell you this morning that Jesus never had a perspective of anything? If he said it, it was truth. And if he said, this floor is black, if he said it, it would immediately change colors. Because he is truth. And what he speaks is life and becomes. And he made everything that is. Y'all know that, right? Give me Colossians, first chapter. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in Him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through Him and for Him. He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. The King James Version said, all things consist. In other words, if it was not for the truth of who He is, everything about us would come apart. And when I thought I'd lost me, oh, I like that. I like that. I like that. When I thought things were coming apart and nothing could be right, when everywhere I looked, Neil, everything looked wrong. Everything seemed to be going downhill. It looked like everything in my world was wrong, and I didn't know where everything was, but He knew where I lost sight of what was real and reality and true. And when I lose sight of who He is, I need to come back in contact with who He is, connect with Him in such a way that truth becomes reality to me, and I can get a reality of knowing who He is, and He's a healer, and He's a deliverer, He's a Savior, He's the wheel in the middle of the wheel. He's everything that I need in life, and I need Him right now. Give me that last verse, the next to the last verse again of that Colossians. He made all this stuff, whether it be thrones, powers, rulers, or authorities. He made it. He's in charge of it. He's over it. And there's not an authority greater than Him. He is the authority. And when you begin to look at who He is and what He's about, and the fact that He is all authority, all power, all strength, everything about all knowing, all seeing, that's the God we're talking about this morning. If I understand that He's over all that, then He's over my sickness. He's over my trouble. He's over my problem. He's over my circumstance. He's over my today. He's over my yesterday. He's over my tomorrow. Everything in my future, He's got it covered. And I need to come to the realization and the truth of the fact is Jesus is over and head of it all. God spoke to me this week and told me that we needed more truth. This was my response to Him. I said, Lord, we have Your word. How much more truth can You get than that? And he spoke back to me again, and he said, I'm not talking about words printed on a piece of paper that man can take and twist and make mean whatever fits his or her respective perspective. I'm talking about the truth of who I am. And the fact that I am the Word of God, I am the truth, I'm the way that gets you out of any situation, I'm the life that brings everything that is dead in your life back to life. I can do all of that because I am that. It's not about how I perceive Him to be. It's not about my opinion of Scripture. It's not about what, when I look at Jesus, I can come in here and tell you that He was just a prophet and that's all. See, that's what some of them, the Pharisees and some of the bad thinkers thought. He's just a prophet. He's just somebody that knows. He's just been taught this and he's just learned this and he goes about talking about this. But he wasn't just saying some things. He was the thing. He was not just speaking words. He was the Word of God in flesh. I'm talking about truth today, and I'm not talking about just some fact. I'm talking about the truth of Jesus Christ. Let me see your hand this morning if you've ever heard the phrase, let me finish, and you may have, evidence-based practice. Most of you that have heard that have been somewhere around the medical field or heard, like me, heard it from somebody in the medical field. Evidence-based practice is used in the medical field, and it ensures that clinical practice is based on sound evidence and that patients will benefit as a result of this evidence. Okay? This evidence comes about by, number one, research conducted using sound methodology. Number two, accumulated education. Number three, outcome and results. Those are the three points that are taken to bring together evidence-based practice. I believe that there is evidence-based practice that proves that having Jesus in your life, simply put, bottom line, it makes life better. Now, how do you know that? My evidence comes from the fact that I have been doing methodical research on the subject of Jesus for over 40 years. I have accumulated education in His Word through study. And the outcome and the results are astonishing. Just yesterday, I was talking to Shane. And I asked him where he thought he might be today if he would have continued down the same path he was going and not come in contact with Jesus. Here was his answer. Without a doubt, I would be dead. I could tell a lot of stories about these two, but I won't. Because when I met them, they were in trouble. And they were on a path that led to destruction. So I have some evidence through practice in their lives that proves that Jesus makes a difference in your life. Do they still struggle from time to time? Yes. Do I? Yes. But is our lives better? Yes. And why is that? Because just when I get to a place where I think about the things that He's done for me and where He brought me from, and out of that miry place He pulled me and the rock He set me on
Something on the inside of me just wants to shout out hallelujah, because I know that there has been change in my life that would have never come. I should be in prison today because of what I've done, but I didn't go, and I'm not there, and I have been forgiven because of what He did on a cross called Calvary, and His blood He shed for me changed me and made me a better person. Have I always done it right? No, ma'am, no, sir. But I am on a path right now that leads me to a better place. And the more I get close to the truth, and the more I walk with the truth, and the more relationship I have with the truth, the more truth comes out of me. And when I'm in truth, I'm in communion with Him, and everything in life just works better. Sorry about hollering at you, but I'm telling you that we all need more truth, and I'm not talking about any kind of book learning or knowing the dictionary well. I'm talking about a man called Jesus. I need to come in alignment and relationship with Him like I've never been before. We are living in a world that is going downhill, and everything around us looks a little blurry right now, but I'm telling you, there is a Savior and a Deliverer, someone who's been victorious over the grave, and He's victorious over death, and He's ready to bring us out of all that. And can I tell you this morning that because of what God did, it was the truth, Shane, that sets you free from that sin and that death that you faced. I could go on this morning still telling story after story, situation after situation, about the encounters with the truth of Jesus Christ that I have personally seen and experienced through the years, and I couldn't tell it all today. But my main objective is to let you know this morning that you can never have too much of the truth. You can never have too much of Jesus. And we need Him more than we've ever needed Him before. 2 days ago, I heard a fact that someone in our United States of America committed suicide every 12 minutes. Someone commits suicide every 12 minutes in the greatest country in the world. Every 12 minutes, someone finds a reason not to live, when only a breath away is the answer to life. Only a breath away, the answer is Jesus. The answer is truth. The answer is fact. The answer is a reality. If I come in contact with Him, everything in my world can change. I need Jesus. It really doesn't matter if you believe that Jesus is God or not. It really doesn't matter if you believe there is a God or not. Your perspective or my perspective on that does not change the truth of who He is. He created everything that is, and without Him, there was not a thing made that was made. And He is wanting to have a relationship with us. When I look around at the beauty of the world, and I've traveled to a few places, and I've seen the beauty of His hand and what He's made this world to be, and I've traveled into places where it was dark and dreary and what man has made this place to be. And God is wanting to turn it back around, and He wants to come back into relationship with us in such a way it brings it back to a garden of Eden, a place of peace, a place of greatness, and a place where there's no sorrow, no pain, no sickness, no death. That's what He's leading us to. And I got to know Him. Paul wrote most of the New Testament, and he said, I just need to know Him better. Even if it's in suffering, I need to know Him. If it's in resurrection, I need to know Him. But most of all, I just need to know Him more. He's the way. He is the truth. He is the life. You can't get to the Father without Him. You can't get to heaven without him. And evidence-based practice has proven that even life down here is better with him in your life. You can't get too much. And that's why I say to this group this morning, we need more truth. We need more spirit. We need more anointing. Pour it out on me, Jesus. Pour it out on this people, God. Let your presence flow into this place and let your anointing rest on each vessel that's here and make us vessels of honor because of your presence. Make us upright and righteous. Cause us to be holy as you are holy. Let the righteousness come that you promised when you took on our sin. We want to become what you are because you became what we were. Help us this morning, Jesus. We need you, the one who can keep our personal world from falling apart. Lord, give me more of you. Will you stand with me, please? I thought of an old song I used to sing years and years ago. More of you. I need more of you. I've had all but what I need. Just more of you. Of things I've had my fill, and yet I hunger still, empty and bare. Lord, hear my prayer for more of you. I need more of you. I need more of you. I've had all but what I need, just more of you. Of things, stuff, I've had my fill. And thank you, Lord, I hunger still, empty and bare. Lord, hear my prayer for more of you. I think that if we would make that a prayer and a desire of our lives and just seek after him, chase after him, live for every encounter with him, if we would do that, I think the enemy would run, sicknesses would flee, death would back up, sin wouldn't have a place to lodge because I have more of you. I believe because of the worship that's been in this place and the truth that's here. Does anybody feel him this morning? He's in the house. And because he's here, I believe he came because he wanted to right some wrongs, correct some things in our lives, heal some sicknesses, deliver from some habits, and fill us with his spirit. That's what he wants. Before you leave today, if you have a need in your life, I want you to come and I want you to stand in front of this building in faith, believing that the truth of the ages, faith is the evidence of things you do not see, but it's the substance of what we've always hoped for. Substance is something you can get a hold of. Faith is something you may not be able to see, but he dealt a measure of it to every one of us. And I stand here in faith today believing that we serve a God that will not and cannot back up from his word, because he is the truth and he cannot lie. So I want you to come this morning. I want to pray for you. And I want you to receive what God has for you today. Doesn't matter what it is. If you need healing for your body, if you want to stand in for somebody that needs healing, needs deliverance, if you need sin to be gone, if you need anything in your life, I want you to come right now. And I want you to come in faith, believing. And I'm going to believe with you. I'm going to bind with you in faith. And we're going to cast these mountains away. And they're going to be cast into a sea. God's not going to remember them. He's going to heal. He's going to deliver. He's going to set free. Is this all the needs in the place this morning? Anybody? Anybody else have a need? No other needs. Anything. I'm going to start with Neil this morning. Neil just went through an issue in his body. Spent a couple of days in the hospital. Here's what I think. I think that that happened so he would have to go there, because when he went there and they ran the test, they found some other stuff that shouldn't be there. The MRI, the CAT scans, they showed some things that shouldn't be there. I'm going to pray, and I'm going to believe God that He's going to remove out of your body the things that shouldn't be there. Some of the things the doctors want to remove are very important to your body. So you need that stuff. So I'm asking God to take out the diseased part and leave the right thing in there. And let me tell you what He can also do. I'm going to get real bold right here. You only have part of a liver right now. Do you realize He can replace the rest of it and make it like brand new? He created it in the beginning. Don't you think He can make it over? And while we're on that, your mother needs prayer. Your nephew just had a major motorcycle accident, falling in somebody's footsteps. But God can heal it all. So I want us to focus right here this morning. Your body, in Jesus' name. God, You took stripes on Your back for every infirmity in this body. And You didn't lean on that post for nothing. But the flesh was ripped from Your body so that the flesh of this body could be made whole. I am believing right now. I speak to the infirmity in this body, and I tell it to go. You said, if we had faith as of a grain of mustard seed, we could speak to a mountain and it had to move. I speak to this mountain of infirmity, and I tell it to move. You've given us the authority to call on Your name, Jesus. And I call on that name by the authority of the Word and the truth that's in this building this morning. Cleanse his body from the top of his head to the sole of his feet and make him whole. Cleanse every cancerous cell and make him pure and clean. Heal him, God, and set him free. Touch his mother where she is right now, God, and heal her. Touch his nephew, God. Heal every broken bone, every broken vessel, everything that's been messed up, God. You can recreate it and make it all over again in Jesus' name. I pray for your mother right now, Holly. She has an issue in her blood. Just as the woman in the Bible had the issue of blood, let's touch Jesus right now. Let her feel a virtue flow to her at this very moment. Wherever she is at this very moment, let her feel virtue flow into her body as her blood is being healed in Jesus' name. I pray for this family right here, God. I pray for Jeremy, God, that You will touch him. God touch them. Somebody give him some praise. The worshipers arise. Let the worshipers arise. Let our enemies be scattered. Let the worshipers arise. Somebody worship him. The enemy of your soul will have to run. The enemy of your body will have to flee if you'll worship him. Let it arise.
thankful for what God is doing in your heart. If you would like to give towards revival being established in our region, or you have a testimony of how your life is being changed, please connect with us at livingtruth.church or send emails to livingtruthar@gmail.com.